there. We have three questions, two of which are from children. So one is from a girl who moderated the dialogue with Africa. And she says, why are sites that promote sexual exploitation still in the internet, since this is a violence against children who are exposed to such content? Even if there is age restriction by law, it still does not keep us children safe while online, especially when there are ads while researching. And there's more en français.
Thank you. We also have a question from a child in Chad, an old friend, Superbana, and I'm going to read it in French. Depuis le Chad, ma question est de savoir quand on parle de désinformation et de la mauvaise utilisation de réseaux sociaux, comment peut-on faire pour aider ces enfants, car beaucoup des enfants ne comprennent pas ces problèmes dans mon pays. And also there is a question for the Ambassador of France saying, thank you, Your Excellency, and also to the Secretary of State for Children. The point about the engagement of schools is very crucial. As we know, families, caregivers, and communities cannot be left alone and are often not equipped. It is crucial to include awareness raising within programming and curricula in schools, particularly that as early as second grade, children access computers in school as part of their program. And as they learn about the technology, they need to learn about protection. Can you share more about on how schools in France are integrating this approach? At what grade do they start? Any good practice to share further with us? Thank you very much. Arigato International.